The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Welcome back to another fantastic show. This one is actually won awards from some magazine out in L.A. They found us on our podcast. Of course, we're available everywhere in the world. When in Rome with Stuart Rome. Make sure you put with Stuart Rome because there's other podcasts out there, When in Rome. And I, Stuart, just found a band from the 70s called When in Rome the other day. I was listening to the 80s at 8, and I was driving down the street, and I never even realized there was a band called When in Rome. But you did.
Yeah, well, I think they're from the 80s, but maybe they may have started in the 70s. I don't know, but yeah, it was back in college days when we had that run of really crappy bands. And, you know, we go through the Flock of Seagulls and Win a Rome and all those.
Gaja Goo Goo, Scritty Politti.
Yeah, exactly. I had to live through that crap. But anyway, there was that one band, Win a Rome, and I just had to play it. You know, I could not play it.
I got you. 905-7676, 905-7676, always Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com, or check them out. They're right there in the summit. You are getting into Mardi Gras. Of course, this is going to air before and throughout the Mardi Gras season, Fat Tuesday, Ash Wednesday, the whole nine yards for us Catholics. We're getting after it. I did want to ask you, though, and I know your music is going to be fantastic if you're into that type of music, and who isn't? You're going to love today's show. But just talk about, and we talked about this the last several weeks, but just how important this is for New Orleans, particularly with what's happened down there. You had the Super Bowl down there, which was huge, and obviously what happened on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, you know, you could not possibly set the tone for what New Orleans is all about. Just talk about how this is just all part of what you guys do, man.
Yeah, you know, we've been through a lot. You know, we had hurricanes, of course, we had Katrina, and then we bounced back, and we had a couple more hurricanes, and we bounced back, and just kind of the resiliency of the city that always seems to bounce back no matter what. And of course, you know, the New Year's Eve was terrible, but we had the Super Bowl come up, so it's not like we could sit around and do nothing. So got ready for that, got it safe. It was incredible. I was downtown. There's just a National Guard all over the place. It was just really awesome. And then a lot of those things have gone and they're putting in place for Mardi Gras also. So it's kind of carried over from Super Bowl. And we just don't let anything ruin our good time, you know. So we pause, you know, we pause and we look at things and we decide, all right, how are we going to fix it for the next time? We fix it, we move on and have another beer, you know.
Yeah, I know it. And, you know, more people should learn about, you know, how easy it doesn't make the pain any easier. It doesn't hurt any less by any stretch. But and maybe that's a good thing because, you know, in a lot of towns and stuff, whether it's a small school in Texas or something going on in Ohio or whatever, they don't have all these parties and all these things like New Orleans has. So maybe, yep. I mean, the worst thing you could do is to cancel something in New Orleans. And I know certainly the 7-Eleven attacks, that's what they wanted us to do. They wanted to disrupt everything. They wanted to add fear to our culture.
7-Eleven, that's a place I get those slushies from.
Not 7-Eleven. Did I say 7-Eleven? 9-Eleven. 9-Eleven. Yeah, it's been a few years between. But, you know, people... they need distractions. And that's why a lot of people I know in the sports world were really pissed off when they started canceling baseball games and stuff after 9-11, because, you know, we want to continue. We need the distraction. And may I tell you there's no better place to fight than New Orleans. I mean, period.
I mean, we had the Sugar Bowl, big college football game that day, you know, New Year's Day. And we had to, you know, they had to push it back a little bit because they had no idea if there, you know, was anybody else in the city that was accomplice or whatever. But we didn't cancel it. We just delayed it a day or two and got on with it because, like you said, that's exactly what they want. And, you know, people need to move on and get distracted. And, of course, the families couldn't just move on like the rest of us. But it's good to have things, you know, come up and things that you can look forward to that you can get your mind off of the stuff that's going on.
There you go. All right. Let's start with some music. Want to? It is Mardi Gras week. Yep. Let's get into it. This is one of my favorite Mardi Gras type of bands. And we play a lot of it on classic rock. And we play a couple of the songs as well here. But what you got your first song? And then we'll get into some emails. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to kick it off with a little Dr. John, Ico.
Ico from Dr. John. When was the last time you heard that bad boy? There's people driving around right now hearing this on Tony Curry Radio, or maybe listening to the podcast the first time. They're like, no way. I haven't heard that in so long. I mean, I was like, wow, Ico, that's fantastic. I love that. I wanted to start with a little story. You know, I do a little prep. I actually do a lot of prep before all my podcasts. I want to sit down and know what I'm talking about. You and I have been doing this show now for a couple of years. There's been a New Jersey spa that was popped this past weekend for a possible prostitution ring that got squelched, if you will. And would you like to take a guess of the owner of this spa in New Jersey?
I think I know this one. I saw it on the news. It was something like Yo Bang or something.
Soon Bang.
Yeah.
Shoot. The funny thing is, her real name is Soon Bang, but she goes by the name Cindy, which I thought was hilarious because usually it would be the other way around, right? Her name would be Cindy, but she goes by the name Soon Bang, but her real name is Soon Bang. She's running a prostitution ring up in New Jersey. I saw that and I just started getting the giggles. I thought that was so funny.
Just the name's going to raise a red flag.
You know? Oh my gosh, that was so funny. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Well, I want to start right there. I don't like to bring anything negative to any of my shows, but there are things we need to talk about. And it is a very personal situation. Most people have no clothing on. You have a stranger touching your body in different places. It's a wonderful, beautiful thing if you allow it to happen the right way. But we've certainly heard these stories. If you just Google, spa prostitution, there'll be 1,000 things that come because unfortunately it does happen. It really does. And I was talking to a friend of mine the other day and he's like, don't you do stuff with the Woodhouse Days? I said, yeah, I mean, I said, they're the best. I said, they're unbelievable. I was talking about you and our show. And he said, well, I can certainly see because there's evidently a couple of women that are asking for justice after they say they were assaulted at a Kansas City spa last week. And he's like, well, you know, I could see where, you get a spa massage, something like that. And, you know, just a little slip. And next thing you know, you get yourself a lawsuit. And I said, yep. No, you don't. No, that is not. And he's like, no. And I said, no, that's not even possible. And he was like, what do you mean? I said, dude, first of all, they don't get close enough to you to do that. Second of all, they do the draping process. I said, but there should never be a question in your mind. Hey, did this person just touch me in a wrong way? It's your first time, you know, it's all good. Just explain that a little bit to people. Because if you go into a spa and you think to yourself, that didn't feel right. Or something's just not, you know, I remember going to a chiropractor once and he made me take all my clothes off. And I'm like, why am I taking all my clothes off to go to a chiropractor?
Behind you, dude.
Yeah, exactly. And why is he checking my prostate? What the hell? But talk a little bit about that because I mean, you would certainly know the difference.
Yeah. So we have strict draping protocols and, Some people have certain areas that are off limits. You know, they may not want any kind of glute massage, but we will give it if somebody wants it. And we just adjust the draping slightly. But, you know, you never expose we drape from top to bottom. Then we just move the draping in different sections as we go, you know, down, up and down the body. So it shouldn't be an instance where, you know, you rub the breast or something like that. I mean, that should never happen because the draping would prevent that. On the flip side of it, unfortunately for businesses like ours, you know, we do have some fake reports, which fortunately the couple that we did have over the last 5 years have been proven false. But those things happen to businesses, and that's why insurance rates are so ridiculous. And you get those kind of people, unfortunately, but we've been lucky that we were avoided just because of how super careful we are with everything.
Yeah. And I mean, again, you have such high standards. You've been doing this for years and years and years. You had the location down in New Orleans, now in Birmingham. And So you know what you're doing and you're getting the best of the best. But I was surprised that my friend would say, because I guess you could think that way. I could think, you know, you're dealing with oils and you're rubbing somebody. Next thing you know, you look the other way and they move just a little bit. Next thing you know, you touch that. I'm like, no, it's impossible. And he's like, really? I said, yes, it's impossible. There's no way they there's no way you can accidentally rub them.
Jumped up off of the table.
Exactly. There's no way you could accidentally rub up against my penis. It does not work. I mean, it doesn't work that way. Anyway, info at Tony Curry Radio.
Unless you go to Soon Bang Spa. Yeah.
You go to Soon Bang Spa. That is fantastic. That is funny. Arizona is going with their tourist board, and they want to create something called Spa Month. They have come up early with the idea of making it the month of September, which I'm assuming is somewhat of a slow month. But they're going to get with a tourist board and they're going to start running commercials, television commercials across the country and calling it Spa Month. And because evidently Arizona's got more spas per square mile than any other state in the United States. That's true. And so they're inviting tourists. They're going to do all kinds of special things with spas. They're inviting people to have spa weeks to come in just to vacation and do spa. And so I took the liberty. I thought, you know, there should be something like spa. There is a spa month in the United States, and but there is no there is a National Hot Tub Day. There's National Wellness Month. There's National Spa Week. But did you know there's not a National Spa Day?
No,
dude,
I've never seen it.
You can go to Brownie Locks, is a website I go to. And you know, you can create your own holiday. And I mean, that's how every National Popcorn Day or National LGBTQ Day or National Hot Dog Day, they all start with someone like you and me going, hey, listen, we got to create a day, calling these people and putting it on the calendar. Next thing you know, 20 years down the road, Spa Day is like the biggest day of the year. And I cannot believe it's not a National Spa Day. You should start that and create that. And I mean, just having a National Spa Day, guess what, is going to sell you some gift cards.
Yeah, we meant to be more specific because some people think spas are like, you know, a spa that you get in like a hot tub kind of thing. Yeah. So we have to make it a national, I don't know what we have to name it. Days. I don't want to say day spa, but, you know, body treatment day. I don't know. But yeah, you're right. There's a day. There's pretty much a day for everything. The other day was like National Labrador Retriever Day. And, you know, it's I guess whatever you want to make up. It can be whatever day it is, right? Yeah. Bourbon Day, vodka day.
Just another idea, man. I'm just trying to make you money, brother.
No, I'm going to have to think about it.
And here's the thing is you can create your own day. You don't need to. I mean, if you just say, you know, from here on out, February 28th is going to be National Spa Day, or it's going to be Alabama Spa Day, or you could, let's be honest, let's call it Woodhouse Day. You know what there I'm saying? Go. I mean, it's called Woodhouse Day Spa Day. I mean, seriously. And just say, you know, we're starting a new thing here and maybe have a couple of little tabletop things in your store. And then you got an emailer out you're sending to all your customers and say, don't forget, coming up this February, you think you missed out on Valentine's Day. You know, every February 28th is National Woodhouse Day Spa Day. And I'm telling you, hey, listen, your wheels are turning. I can smell your brain smoking because then you're getting together with all the other Woodhouse Day Spa people. And next thing you know, you got yourself a national thing going on. And then next thing you know, you got radio stations and television stations calling about you. And then everyone else, all the Soon Bangs of the world can go ahead and take advantage and ride your coattails. But in the meantime, you take all the rep, man.
Yeah, well, I could start it, you know, even local. I could say, oh, it's national. I mean, it's official Birmingham Woodhouse Spa Day, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
If they say official by who, I'll say, well, me.
Me, exactly.
Still official.
There you go. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Give me your second song is where you celebrate Mardi Gras.
Oh, we're going to go with great song for Mardi Gras. You could play these at a party. You know, if you're in Birmingham, you can't get down to Mardi Gras. Just play all these songs and have a hurricane or something. You're going to love it. This is the Meters. Hey, Pocky, wait.
The Meters. I want to say that you actually played a song from them last year because I didn't.
We probably did because they were probably playing a jazz fest, you know, and Mardi Gras, which they always do. And I'm sure we worked them in somewhere.
So, you know, my daughter Lila is one of your biggest fans. She turns 13. She's already asked for another gift card. She hasn't used the one I gave her for Christmas yet. Dad's got to schedule her a time to get into the Woodhouse Day Spa. But she's like, are you talking to Stuart today? She knows my schedule shows. And I said, yeah, I picked her up at school. I said, yeah, we got to get back before 4:00. I got a show today. She said, ask him about King Cake and finding the baby in King Cake. She said, he's down in New Orleans, right? And I said, yeah. And she goes, she wanted me to buy a King Cake. They have them at Publix now. And she said, is there like a little plastic baby or something inside? I said, yeah. Yep. I said, if you get the baby, you get something special or some special. We used to do it at bars all the time. But explain that to her because I know she's going to want to listen.
Yeah. So it's been going back, you know, forever. Unfortunately, like we were just talking about the attorneys, there's some places that'll put the baby outside because somebody might swallow it, you know,
and then
sue.
Really?
But we don't in New Orleans, you know, we don't do that as far as I know. Is maybe there's some
crack,
places,
crack
but,
a tooth or something like that.
Yeah. You know, but you know, you're supposed to know it's there, right?
I guess
if you're not from New Orleans, maybe you don't.
Yeah.
But so yeah, there's a little baby, little plastic baby. Sometimes they used to be white. A little plastic white, but now they have them in gold and they have them in silver and all these different colors now. So, but it's just, they bake it into part of the cake and there's no evidence of where they stuck it, you know? So, whoever actually gets the baby, at least in New Orleans, you don't really get a prize. You actually get screwed. That means you have to buy the next king cake.
Oh,
for the party.
Oh, so that's not necessarily a good thing. But I know some people that actually, I mean, when they get that baby, man, we used to be out of bars and you get the baby and I mean, people go face down in that thing and they get the baby. It's like they won the lottery.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, you could turn it into anything. Obviously you can make, you know, prize money. Everybody puts up $5 and whoever gets the baby gets the pot. I mean, unlimited things you could do with it. But tradition is in New Orleans, at least, typically if you get the baby, that means you're stuck buying the next king cake for the group.
There you go. Another story that I heard interesting today. And I at first I was like, you gotta be kidding me. And then I was like, oh, I kind of get it. But I understand now that a lot of Mardi Gras, including down in New Orleans, are getting rid of the beads. Evidently they're usually plastic beads. I don't know what I saw the numbers, like 17,000 tons of beads are thrown out every Mardi Gras or something like that. And of course everyone loves the beads and everyone's got them and you have to show your hoots to get beads. And I get it. My daughter loves the beads. Everyone loves the beads and they come in different sizes. There's glass beads. But for the most part, the ones you get like at Party Source or whatever, they're those plastic cheap ones. You can hand them out. And evidently, first of all, they're taking up a lot of space in our landfills, which I find unbelievable, but I guess it's true because most people throw theirs away unless they get really good beads. The other thing is they say they get down in the sewer system and they're screwing up New Orleans sewer, which actually makes sense. And so in lieu of that, they're throwing out marshmallows. They're throwing out packs of dried gumbo, like recipes. Carrots, they're throwing out carrots. They're throwing out things you can make jambalaya with. Have you seen that already down in New Orleans?
Yeah. Well, those things, especially like St. Patrick's parades, that's throwing out everything you can make soup with, you know, with the carrots and cabbages and everything else. But Mardi Gras is kind of, you know, they're still throwing beads, obviously. But I think a lot of the crews have stepped back and they've substituted beads with things that people actually want. You know, like stuffed animals and like the pearl beads, the ones that aren't, you know, the ones that you don't throw away. So back in the day, it would just bomb you with cases and cases of the plastic crap. So I guess it's, what's happened is they don't throw as much, but they throw better stuff, you know, that you should actually keep.
Yeah, some guy was talking about he took his daughter down there for Mardi Gras and it was raining or something and he looked at her neck and the paint off the beads was rolling all over down and he's like, what the hell am I doing? I mean, I'm giving her some toxic stuff where it's like the paint was dripping off these beads all over her skin and stuff. He's like, what are we doing here?
Those things. When I was a kid, we used to get the beads and we used to melt them down into ashtrays. So there'd be like all these different colored ashtrays that we melted on the stove. Yep.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I'm sure that released a lot of toxic fumes in the air in the house. But
hey, Stuart, what's an ashtray?
It's something that you use to put a cigar in.
Oh, there you go. It's funny because a lot of people don't even know what an ashtray is. They're like, an ashtray? What the hell is that? It's like, yeah, it's ashes off a cigarette. And they're like, oh, can you believe we actually used to have those little ashtrays in our cars? You believe that?
The cars. I know, the little tiny
pull-out. Oh, my gosh. Right. That is
exactly.
Hilarious.
They used to have them in the armrest of the airplanes.
Yeah.
In the plane.
Hey, I was on one of the last flights ever to have smoking. It was an international flight. We were flying from Birmingham to Frankfurt. I was going over there to Albertville for the 1992 Olympics. It was a 14-hour flight. I was in the last row of the airline. There were 9 seats that went across, and I was sitting in the center one, and the 4 people on either side of me were smoking. And of course, you know, we used to be able to smoke in the studio. You could smoke when disc jockeys always smoked, even if you didn't smoke. I mean, there were so many ashtrays in the studio because jocks were known to smoke. And I remember the things started, and I never smoked. I remember sitting back there, and I had to get up several times because there was so much smoke in the back of the airplane. And I mean, golly, that was kind of crazy, wasn't it? That we used to actually do that.
Yeah. I mean, you could walk around and smoke. It was just,
now we're doing it. We're just doing it with herb.
True.
Yeah. We're just doing it with marijuana.
Our, our gummies and stuff. You don't have to smoke.
What's the drug law down there in New Orleans? What can you do?
It's all medical, you know, sort of speak. It's you can get a medical marijuana license, and then you just have to buy it from one of the official pharmacy dispensaries. But
it's not recreational. In other words,
nobody's going to stop you from, you know, smoking a joint on the street. You smell them all over the place.
Okay.
But officially Louisiana law is, medical, but all you do is call the 800 number and Dr. So-and-so in Las Vegas says, oh, you have anxiety. Oh, you definitely qualify. I'll call. It's like a 5-minute phone call, you know?
Well, that's kind of it, but it's kind of interesting because there are so many states now that do allow it recreationally. I'm not saying Alabama is. I know we got the medicinal one. We can't get out of our way. We don't even know who's going to be giving out the licenses yet, but and I never thought
we don't have Alabama doesn't have a lottery yet.
Yeah, I didn't even think I never thought we'd even see that day. I remember throwing out a Twitter question about 20 years ago: what's going to happen first, the lottery or marijuana? And the lottery's coming. The lottery's probably going to happen next year because the Birmingham race course was just bought out by the Porch Creek Indians. So that's eventually going to happen as well. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Give me another song here, and then I got another email question we'll get into. What you got?
Little Al Johnson, Carnival Time.
From Al Johnson. That reminds me of a song called Carnival World from the late, great Jimmy Buffett, which is a great song.
Oh, yeah.
About New Orleans and stuff. It's fantastic. We're doing all Mardi Gras songs here. We hope you have a wonderful, safe time down there. I have been to New Orleans several times for Mardi Gras. It's been 30, 35 years. I may get back down there before it's all said and done. I'd like to do that. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Ed in Birmingham wants to know how often, and again, the Woodhouse Day Spa is not a med spa. Real quick, explain the difference between your spa and what a med spa is.
Yeah, so, you know, med spa, we do have some of the same treatments. Typically, med spas focus on skincare for the most part, not so much massages and those kind of things. But especially in the skincare realm, the main difference is that you can do certain things with in a med spa, like injections and laser treatments, things that require an MD license. Mm-hmm. So a med spa has to have an MD on staff at all times, you know, to be able to be authorized and somebody authorized to do those treatments. Whereas, we don't have to do that because we're not using a certain percentage of chemicals, and we're not doing Botox injections and lasers and things that only, now some states are different. It's state by state because there are some regular day spas that can do certain things, like maybe some laser stuff, but it really varies by state. But for the most part, it just means that you know, med spas have MDs on staff, and we don't.
We were talking a couple of weeks ago about sometimes you may be in a hotel and the lighting may just be right, and you may be looking in the hotel mirror and you see like how much hair you have on your back. You're like, you never realized how much hair you have on your back. Right. There's a lot of people that I haven't seen their back, period. I mean, unless you're a woman and you got one of these two-way mirrors or something like that, or you got someone that's seen you naked a million times and they bring it up, but there's little moles, there's all kinds of discrepancies and lesions and rosacea and whatever. And Ed wanted to know, how often do your skin experts, if you will, if I can call it skin expert, how often do they find trouble areas in your customers? And if they do, if they find a lump or they find something that doesn't look quite right, first of all, have they been taught to know what to look for? And second of all, what do they say to the customer?
Yeah, so for sure. And of course, if you're dealing with an esthetician that is mainly focusing on the neck and face area, possibly the hands. That's where they're going to notice something. Maybe a dark spot that could possibly leave skin cancer. They'd be looking for like a raised type, rough type spot. Mm-hmm. So things like that, they would definitely point out. Of course, we don't want to cause panic, of course, but they'll recommend, hey, have you had this checked out? And it's a little bit raised. You may want to go to a dermatologist and have them biopsy it. And then on the massage portion, you know, they're the ones who will notice something that maybe will pop up on the back or the shoulders that an esthetician won't see. And same thing. I mean, they're trained to look for that kind of stuff. And we usually just generally kind of mention it and say, you know, you may want to just have this checked out just in case. Most of the time it's nothing, of course, but it's better to be safe than sorry, you know?
Don't want to freak anybody out, but I mean, that's the job you got to do. And a lot of people don't even realize, you know, what they got going on their backside. A lot of people have things back there. They're like, oh, I never even noticed that at all.
Yeah.
Estelle in Birmingham wants to know, of all the massages and everything that the Woodhouse Day Spa has done, what part of the body is the one that needs the most work? That's a good question. Is it usually is it the knees? Is it the neck? Is it the head? Is
it's
the shoulders,
always
the back.
It's always the usually upper back, shoulders, and neck. I would say the next would be the lower back, and then everything else falls way behind that. Reflexology feels great. I love that. But typically people don't come in and say, you know, my feet are killing me. We need to focus on that. It's usually going to be, you know, my neck stiff, or I pulled a muscle in the back. And, you know, so I'd say 80% of the time, that's going to be the area, you know, the areas of a concern.
All right. Fantastic show again, my friend. People seem to like it when we run back-to-back songs towards the end of the show. So we'll do that again today. You've played Dr. John, the Meters, Al Johnson, and you got two more songs here to celebrate Mardi Gras. Make sure you have a wonderful, safe time. I know are you going to be down there for Mardi Gras? Are you coming back to Birmingham, then you're heading back down again?
I'm in Birmingham right now.
That's right. In Birmingham. Okay.
Then flying tomorrow morning back.
Gotcha. Make sure
Yeah, this is two great songs to ease out on to end the party with, or maybe just start the party with, actually. We're going to go with Rockin' Doopsie down in the Mardi Gras, and we're going to finish up with Bill Al Carson, Take Your Drunk Ass Home.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.